one of the great customers that we had, and I didn't know about him until Aidan O'Gorman, the head man in the tailoring, said to me that there was a man called Claude Chavasse. He was a Frenchman, but a very Irish Republican in one way, and loved coming to Ireland and coming into O'Glasson's for a kilt that we used to make. We used to make the kilt for the Irish Army as well, for the band. And we made them for individual customers because they were made on the premises. So one day a letter arrived in from Claude Chavasse. Now, the day the letter came, Páirc O'Glasson himself was ill, and his wife was in charge of the shop. And this letter arrived in from Claude Chavasse asking that he would be over in a week or two and would they have a kilt ready for him. Now, they already had his measurements in the tailoring department, so there's no problem looking up the measurements and making the kilt. So the day the letter arrived, Mrs. O'Glasson handed it down to me, and the letter just stated that Claude Chavasse was coming over in a few weeks and would I put the order in hands. This I did. One Saturday, about a week later, another letter arrived in from Claude Chavasse to say that he was coming in a few days' time when he would get over from Paris. And the shop was packed at the time because goods were very scarce. So there was always a queue of customers in the shop, 2 and 3 feet deep, along the whole length of the shop as people were buying their goods. And Mrs. O'Glasson turned around and said down to me in a loud voice, "Sean, what did you do with that French letter?" I nearly dropped, because at the time a French letter had a different connotation altogether. And I immediately, every head in the shop turned around and looked up where I was. And I felt so embarrassed about this that I ducked down below the counter on the pretense of looking for this French letter, as the poor woman had said. So after a while, I found a little letter, looked like a letter, and I stood up and I said, "Here, Mrs. O'Glasson, here is the letter. If you want, I'll give it to you." And with that, I walked up to Mrs. O'Glasson, and the poor woman, to this day, I'm sure, didn't realise what a French letter was, whereas, as it turned out, everybody in the shop knew exactly what a French letter was.